your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered rain, showers, thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 60s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, 73 with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid 40s. And Friday, mostly sunny skies, temps in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Wednesday. Authorities in Arkansas City investigating after a bicyclist struck the side of a semi-tractor trailer and then later died from his injuries yesterday. Just after 8:30 yesterday morning, officers responded to the report of an injury accident involving a bicycle and vehicle. Upon arrival, officers located 64-year-old Kevin Thompson of Arkansas City lying in the roadway. He was transported by EMS to the hospital in serious condition, where he later died. Police interviewed the driver of the semi, who claimed Thompson proceeded through a stop sign at an intersection without stopping. Police say a witness confirmed the driver's report. The incident remains under investigation. The Drug Enforcement Agency yesterday announced an initiative to stop the flow of the drug fentanyl into the U.S. and to individual states like Kansas. Project Wave Baker will direct the interdiction, enforcement, and outreach efforts to the DEA Houston Division to disrupt the flow. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. Mid-America Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rustiac Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rustiac Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rustiac Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rustiac Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rustiac Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rustiac Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rustiac Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustiacFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a ban on the use of state dollars to enforce mask mandates and 17 other budget provisions amid ongoing strain between the first-term Democratic governor and the GOP-dominated legislature. Kelly said in a statement this week she supported the majority of the budget, but that some pieces were unnecessary. The Kansas City Star reports other provisions that were vetoed included one that would give legislative committees more power over how to allocate federal relief funds. The rejections come after Kelly last week vetoed a ban on transgender school athletes, civics and financial literacy requirements for high schoolers, and gun safety education for students using National Rifle Association materials. Kansans and the rest of America will have more time to get the real ID that they need to board a flight or enter federal facilities. The Department of Homeland Security yesterday extended the real ID deadline until May of 2023. The deadline had been set for October 1st of this year. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Republican agribusiness owner Charles Herbster has officially launched his campaign for Nebraska governor. Herbster of Falls City emphasized his agricultural roots and ties to former President Trump during his formal announcement this week in Fremont. Herbster is the owner of Herbster Angus Farms in Falls City and the owner and CEO of Kansas City, Missouri-based Conklin Company. He also worked as an agriculture advisor to Trump. Herbster joins the Republican gubernatorial field that includes University of Nebraska Regent Jim Pillen, a hog producer from Columbus. State Senator Brett Lindstrom of Omaha has also announced his intentions to enter the race. The pace of coronavirus vaccinations is slowing down across Nebraska as the state reported less than 100,000 shots given in a week for the first time this month. State health officials say just over 93,000 doses of vaccines were administered last week in Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as active COVID cases remain at low levels, in the low single digits in area counties, Nemaha County Community Health Services advised Tuesday that KDHE has recorded 4 additional COVID-related deaths in Nemaha County, bringing the total to 55 since the pandemic began. No additional details were given. At last report, Marshall County has 2 cases. Washington County was over 2 weeks without any active COVID cases, reporting 1 that is hospitalized early this week. Marysville City Council Monday night took no action on renewing the mask mandate, which will expire at the end of April. Currently, just 4 counties in Kansas remain with a mask mandate. Marshall County commissioners met with department heads last week. The county health nurse reported the health department has given over 3,700 primary doses and nearly 3,000 boosters for COVID-19. They've gotten behind on regular vaccinations due to COVID shutdowns and the COVID vaccines. Marshall County appraiser has 2 new employees. Personal property notices will go out May 1st. Extension agents helped over 1,000 residents with Medicare supplement plans and prepared nearly 200 tax returns. And they've begun assisting patrons with planning season questions. Marshall County Clerk has a new employee. The office is accepting filings for city, school, offices at this time. Deadline to file for a city or school position is noon on June 1st. County Council are staying busy with the Irish Creek Wind Farm project. And now we'll turn attentions to the Kansas-Nebraska Heritage Partnership area and the 30 by 30 land grab issues to advise the county on the right direction to take on these issues. The office will be moving forward with a tax sale in the near future. Public Works are staying busy blading and hauling rock. Work on bridges throughout the Irish Creek Wind Farm project will begin soon. There are 5 bridges and 1 culvert that will either need to be repaired or replaced. Free disposal day at the Marshall County Landfill is this Saturday, May 1st, from 8 until 3. Register of Deeds has a new employee and continues to receive documents to file, reporting trouble getting caught up. January's recording fees were $9,000, February's $11,000, and March $17,000. Marshall County Treasurer is looking for a part-time employee to do driver's license. They've started receiving tax payments for the upcoming May 10th second half due date. Agency on Aging Director reported that transportation is increasing. 2022 KDOT budget has been approved. Recently, there was an attempt to vandalize one of the vans. They're looking at security cameras to deter this. Clerk of the District Court advised that jury trials will commence in the near future. Selection of jurors and likely the trial will be held off-site to accommodate for COVID social distancing protocols. Emergency Management Director updated the American Rescue Plan. They're expecting another large sum of money coming into Marshall County, largely for infrastructure improvement, and will have to be spent by 2024. The sheriff said he's going to hold off on hiring another jailer at this time and has offered an internship to a Cloud County Community College student for the summer to fill the position. They have hired a new night dispatcher. Partnership for Growth Director encouraged the board to not do anything in regards to a resolution for the Kansas-Nebraska Heritage Partnership area or the 30 by 30 land grab until more information is provided. Following discussion last week, Gage County Board of Supervisors voted to approve asking the Planning and Zoning Commission to further research the Nebraska Heritage Area Initiative and anything else that encompasses. Shevis Kruel introduced herself to the board as the new Victims Assistance Coordinator. And Gage County Supervisors discussed revising the 1 and 6 year road and bridge plan, adding a project in Blakely Township, Hickory West, with the Engage Executive Director speaking on the benefits of adding this to the plan. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly recently signed a bill designating the highway from Waterville to Blue Rapids as the Corporal Howland E. Oatney and SP4 Gene Myers Memorial Highway. They were casualties of the Vietnam War. The Waterville and Blue Rapids Legion posts had lobbied for the designation, and a formal unveiling is planned in the future.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham salad sandwich, broccoli and cheese, soup relishes, fresh fruit, and a cookie. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, French bread, Scandinavian blend, and plums. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Craft Pillow Services will clean and sanitize any type of pillow. Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the former Porch Swing location, 809 Broadway, Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system moving across the central, east central parts of the Midwest that will continue to bring us scattered rain, showers, thunderstorms for today and into tonight. Behind it, high pressure system moves in for tomorrow through the end of the week into the start of the weekend with mostly sunny skies. We'll see more chances for some rain showers as we head towards the end of the weekend, early parts of next week. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 60s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, 73 with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the mid 40s. As into Friday, we're looking at sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 70s. Friday night, mostly clear, 53, and Saturday, mostly sunny. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April, 71. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 47. The record low is 27. Sunset this evening, 8:17. Sunrise in the morning at 6:32. Wind shifted overnight to the north with a cloudy overcast. It's 54 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 28th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
To remove unwanted animals or to relocate bat colonies, call Matt Smith at 713-9088. 713-9088.
A one-man show. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A record-setting performance for Blue Jays slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who became the youngest in league history with 3 homers and 7 RBI in a single game. Vlad Jr. snapped national starter Max Scherzer's streak of 17 scoreless innings with a bang.
Swing and a drive. Get up, ball. Get up. And grand slam for Vladdy Guerrero Jr.
On SN 590, Toronto wins 9-5. The Dodgers trending downwards after losing their third straight. Walker Buehler fanned 10 but gave up 5 earned runs and 6 and a third in a 6-5 loss to Cincinnati. NBA, the Nets clinched a playoff berth after beating Toronto 116-103. Jeff Green had a team-high 22 points, and head coach Steve Nash kept it simple.
I mean, it's great. I think we have our eyes on bigger things, but it's a nice first step.
More NBA, the Warriors with an historical scoring drought against the Mavericks, while Dallas went on a 28-0 run, falling just 1 point shy of the largest scoring run in the league in the last two decades. Mavs coast 133-103. Blazers guard Anthony Simons opened up their game in Indiana with 9 straight threes.
Nurk gives it to Simons. Another three. Another make. Unbelievable. Anthony Simons 9 for 9. From downtown.
On KPOJ, Simons finished with 27 points and just 1 3-ball shy of the franchise record held by teammate Damian Lillard. Blazers snap a 5-game skid, 133-112. NHL, Caps over the Islanders 1-0. Lightning strike the Blackhawks 7-4. Hurricanes defeat the Stars 5-1. 5-time world champion Floyd Money Mayweather will return to the ring in an exhibition against YouTube star Logan Paul June 6th. The event will take place at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau agent Bryce Leonard in Washington County.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. After a biannual review, the CME Group expanding the daily price limits for Chicago Board of Trade grain and soybean futures, and new limits going to effect May 2nd. The new limits include 40 cents for corn, currently a limit of 25 cents a bushel. Soybean limits are now $1 a bushel, with the current limit at 70 cents. Soy meal up to $30 a short ton. Soy oil now 3.5 cents a pound. And the soft and hard red wheat futures both up to 45 cents a bushel. The CME price limit represents the maximum price range permitted for a futures contract each trading session. The price limits vary by product, as does what happens when limits get reached. Jerry Gilkey of the Gilkey Group said some price limits are expanded by 50%. He said that's a lot of volatility. He also says that limit up and down on corn will now be 80 cents. That's $160 per acre on 200 bushel corn. So if you have 10,000 acres, gross income could move almost $1.5 million per day. Now that the trading limits have widened further, Gilkey said should give volatility a whole new meaning in future months. Ag Secretary Vilsack continues to say there is no truth to the talk that the Biden administration wants to take land away from people and discourage consumers from eating beef to help fight climate change. Vilsack said the president wants to protect 30% of the nation's land by 2030, but doesn't plan to use eminent domain to take possession of that land. The beef rumor seems to have started thanks to a University of Michigan study on beef. That study said cutting the intake of all animal-based foods by 50% and replacing that equivalent quantity of plant-based food would decrease greenhouse gas emissions by 35%. Vilsack said there's no policy paper in the administration suggesting that people eat less meat. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sidlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Good morning. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Tuesday was a mixed day in the futures markets and really did a lot of bouncing around. We saw some mixed numbers as we finished up. May corn up 15 at 695 and a half, but July corn down 3 at 654 and a half, and all the later months were also lower. Soybeans bounced around a good bit, saw some upward movement for a time, but finished sharply lower. May beans down 19 and a quarter, 1549 and three quarters. July beans down 19 and three quarters at 1519 and a half. Soybean meal did not fare well. May soybean meal at 425.50. That's down 330. July at 426.80, down 470. So not a good day for soybean meal. Soy oil, the front month was up. May was up 124 at 66.45, but July was down a point at 60.80. So even within the soy complex, the numbers were mixed. Kansas City wheat managed to finish higher. May KC wheat up 2.5 at 704 and a quarter. July was up 2.5 at 711 and a quarter. That's different from Chicago and Minneapolis wheat, which both finished lower. So, as I pointed out, an interesting, sharply mixed day in our grains and soybeans. Cotton was up. May cotton up 221 points at 90.07. July was up 220 at 91.42. Numbers in the livestock complex were mixed as well. April live cattle down 12 at 118.37. June down 42 at 115.85. April feeders up 145 at 134.20. But May feeders were down 140 at 135.87. Mixed numbers all the rest of the way down as well. Hogs were also mixed. May hogs up 55 at 109.80, while June hogs finished the day down 17 at 106.67. And most of the back months were down in hogs. So it wound up being a mixed day in the livestock complex and a mixed day for the grains and soybeans. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Farmers, if the commodity market peg is second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
There's nothing quite like the smell of a healthy blueberry pie, and we do mean healthy. We explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 28th, the 118th day of the year. TV stars Ann Margaret and Jay Leno were both born on this day, and in 1990, a chorus line closed after 6,137 performances on Broadway. Today is considered one of the best days of the month to go camping based on the moon's phase of the waning gibbous. Can you take a pie camping with you? Well, it might be a little bit messy, but it is National Blueberry Pie Day. Blueberry harvests start in April and end in September, and it's also one of the healthiest fruits. Blueberries are full of antioxidants and cancer-fighting nutrients. So we think blueberry pie counts as a healthy dessert, at least for today. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about pies and cooking online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 54 with that wind shift to the north overnight. Middle 60s forecast high on a cooler day ahead.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Pinch hitter Wilmer Defoe delivered the go-ahead single in the seventh inning, and the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Kansas City Royals 2-1 to end the Royals' five-game winning streak. Pittsburgh has won three straight games and 11 out of 16 since a 1-6 start at 12-11, moving back above 500 for the first time since it was 1-0 in the opening week. Kansas City has lost seven straight games in Pittsburgh since 2009. Defoe looped a single that dropped in front of a sliding Michael A. Taylor in center. Royals back in action with the Pirates this evening. First pitch set for 5:35. Kansas City Royals are expanding Kauffman Stadium's capacity for May games. The team said it will provide pod-style seating that is socially distanced by 3 feet to accommodate 17,400 fans. Single-game tickets for the Royals go on sale today. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Told you what I'm really thinking, it might make you blush. Yeah, but baby, so what? And I don't wanna rush. We've been pretending we're just friends and all that stuff for long enough. Yeah, I'm thinking, babe, tonight we start blurring up the lines. Move on, move on, move on, make your move on me. I can't count on 20 hands. The nights I spent, I wonder what it'd be like if you was my man. No, baby, I can't. It's hypnotic, I wanna, it ain't nothing like I feel from no one else.
strictly out of curiosity. What would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. Your stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on the balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Your stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works in your snapback. On. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like on.